Welcome back. We will trust and getting blessed with our discussion today. Sir, we forgot to make mention of the transfiguration experience. Yes, because he made reference to it. So can we properly understand what transfiguration is?
You see, that heavenly beings, that heavenly beings come to you. Heavenly beings visit you. Does not mean it's transfiguration.
Okay.
I want you to note.
Yes, sir.
Apostle Suleiman and any other person must understand transfiguration. So that you don't liken it to the testimony of Adeboye, angelic, or is that angel?
No, Isaiah Paul and...
Yeah, because they are not, angels. Yes. Let's call it dead saints. The dead saints that come to visit Adeboye, but they are dead.
Actually, yes.
So the dead saints come to visit. They are not angels. Yes, Moses was dead and gone. Elijah was taken away. So you maybe that is why he's likening it. But take note that when Moses went to meet with God on the mount for 40 days, when he came back to appear to his people, the glory that was around him because he met with God was so much until the people could not look at his face.
That's true, sir.
That's right.
Moses was transfigured into a glory. The transfiguration. The transfiguration.
Right,
yes, sir.
Him being in the presence of God was such that ordinary man could not look at him.
You this face.
It was not Moses coming to say, sorry, for the past 40 days I was in the presence of God with all his hosts. The glory around him they could not,
behold.
Now, in Matthew chapter 16,
yes, sir.
This is where we see about the transfiguration. In Matthew chapter 16, verse 27 and verse 28.
Okay.
For the Son of Man shall come in the glory of his Father with his angels, and then he shall reward every man according to his works.
Amen.
Verily I say unto you, there be some standing here which shall not taste of death till they see the Son of Man coming in his kingdom.
Then chapter 17, from verse 1.
And after 6 days, Jesus
after 6 days of that statement, of that occasion, he was talking with his people. Yes.
Jesus take Peter, James, and John, his brother.
Yes.
And bringing them up into an high mountain apart.
Yes.
And was transfigured before them.
This transfigure is change. It's a change of appearance.
Hallelujah.
It's a change of appearance. Christ is now seen in his glorified form.
Amen, amen.
Which shall be after his death, burial, and resurrection, when he goes in glory. Now, then that takes you to Revelation chapter 1.
Hallelujah.
And from verse 10.
I was in the spirit on the Lord's day, and heard behind me a great voice, as of a trumpet, saying, I am Alpha and Omega, the first and the last. And what thou seest, write in a book, and send it unto the seven churches which are in Asia, unto Ephesus, and unto Smyrna, and unto Pergamos, and unto Thyatira, and unto Sardis, and unto Philadelphia, and unto Laodicea. Yes. And I turned to see the voice that spake with me. Uh-huh. And being turned, I saw seven golden candlesticks. Uh-huh. And in the midst of the seven candlesticks, one like unto the Son of Man.
One like Jesus.
Clothed with a garment down to the foot. Okay. And girt about the paps with a golden
See
gibbet.
His description. Mm.
His head and his ears were white like wool, as white as snow.
Yes.
And his eyes were as a flame of fire.
Yes. Mm.
And his feet like unto frying brass, as if they burned in a furnace.
Uh-huh.
And his voice as the sound of many waters.
Uh-huh.
And he had in his right hand seven stars.
Uh-huh.
And out of his mouth went a sharp two-edged sword.
Uh-huh.
And his countenance was as the sun shineth in his strength.
Uh-huh.
And when I saw him, I fell at his feet as dead.
Uh-huh. Yes.
And he laid his right hand upon me, saying unto me, Fear not, I am the first and the last.
Yes.
I am he that liveth and was dead. And behold, I am alive forevermore. Amen. And have the keys of hell and of death.
Who is this person?
The Lord Jesus. The Lord Jesus.
Now go to Matthew chapter 17.
Mm. Mm. Hallelujah, amen.
He taketh who are who?
Peter, James, and John.
Mm.
And bringing them up on high mountain, verse 2.
Mm.
And what?
And was transfigured before them.
He was changed before them.
Yes, and his face did shine
Can
as
you
the sun.
See now?
And his raiment as white as the light.
Uh-huh.
And behold, they appeared unto them, Moses and Elijah talking with him.
Now, this is what the apostle is referring to. Because the two of them appeared, Moses and Elijah appeared
to the Lord Jesus.
To the Lord Jesus Christ.
Mm.
He's likening it to the dead saints that appear, that Adeboye says they appear to him. Go on.
Mm.
And then, I want you to take notes. Okay, go ahead.
Then answered Peter and said unto Jesus, Lord, it is good for us to be here. If thou wilt, let us make here three tabernacles, one for thee and one for Moses and one for Elias.
Now, I want you to take note here.
While he yet
spake. Take note, before you read verse 5, I want you to take note of something here.
Mm.
It was not Jesus that left and came and met those three and said, I was with Moses and Elijah. The three of them saw it. Okay, go ahead. The three of them saw that. Okay.
Then answered Peter and said unto Jesus, Lord, it is good for us to be here. If thou wilt, let us make here three tabernacles.
Mm-hmm.
One for thee, and one for Moses, and one for Elias.
Mm. Go ahead, verse 5.
While he yet spake, behold, a bright cloud overshadowed them.
Mm.
And behold, a voice out of the cloud, which said, This is my beloved son, in whom I am well pleased.
Uh-huh.
Hear ye him.
Uh-huh.
And when the disciples heard it, they fell on their face and were so afraid.
Uh-huh.
And Jesus came and touched them and said, Arise and be not afraid.
Uh-huh. Mm.
And when they had lifted up their eyes, they saw no man.
They didn't see it again.
Save Jesus only.
Now note verse 9.
And as they came down from the mountain, Jesus charged them, saying, Tell the vision to no man, until the Son of Man be risen again from the dead.
Mm.
Now, so it was a vision.
Mm.
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 It was a vision. Then, verse 10.
Mm.
And the disciples asked him, saying, Why then say the scribes that Elias must first come?
So, they were expecting Elijah to come. Mm. We are not expecting
Jeremiah
to come, Isaiah to come, Paul to come. So that you not begin to think that the promise of their coming, Adeboye is already fulfilling it and he's with them. So that through him, some monumental thing will happen to the bride of Jesus Christ.
Mm-hmm.
No scripture like that. Mm-hmm. No prophecy like that. Take note of that first.
Mm-hmm.
Before we look at this packaging that this Pentecostal like to do.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, but there's a promise that Elias will come.
Amen.
Now, I want you to note that what is this transfiguration all about? Christ was revealing himself in his glorified estate as the great Elohim.
Hallelujah.
The great Jehovah God of the Israel that Moses saw met until the light that shone was so much. For God dwelleth in a light that cannot be approached, correct?
Amen. That's right.
Now, that is it. There are a lot of things that were fulfilled here.
Hmm.
First and foremost, glory be to
Amen.
God. Blessed be the name of the
Amen.
Lord.
Amen.
Now, first and foremost, in Galatians chapter 4, verse 1.
Okay.
I want to compress this.
Fine answer.
Galatians 4:1. Now I say that the heir, as long as he is a child, differeth nothing from a servant, though he be lord of all. But he's under tutors and governors until the time appointed of
the time appointed of the father. Now there's something that, you know, I will learn from the minister William Branham. He brought this scripture, he dug it out for us.
Hallelujah.
It is about the adoption. And he used this scripture to explain to us a tradition in Israel. And not just Israel, but in the East, Eastern culture.
And culture.
Where a father, a rich man, who has children, there is one that is supposed to inherit and be the heir. But he's born there, he's born already a heir. But he cannot be given authority yet until the appointed time. The tradition goes that you will put people that will bring him up,
the tutors.
And at a certain stage, those tutors will come and tell the father he is now capable of taking over the kingdom. Now, the tradition is that the process of handing over authority to him is called adoption. That process, the rich man will bring witnesses, will come before witnesses, and bring his son that is supposed to receive authority from him, take over from him. And there must be witnesses. And the father will say, this is my son, is now of age. Authority has been given to him. When you see him, you have seen me. When he speaks, I have spoken. Whatever he says is binding. Because all authority is given to him. And from that day, anywhere that man goes, he speaks. It stands as if it is the father speaking. All authority is given to him. And we know that all authority, all power is given to him. The father judged no man, but has committed all judgment
to the son. Amen.
True, sir.
Yes. But you will hear that statement after what happened on the Matthew 17. It was the father that was now adopting the son. Then he said, this is my beloved son.
Hear ye him. Amen.
The time that the tutors were put on him, because the Bible says he grew in wisdom and in stature.
Yes, sir. True, sir.
Now, remember that when he was the tutors that were given to him, in Matthew chapter 3, his baptism.
Yes, sir.
As he came out of that water, the heavens announced, the father announced, this is my beloved son in whom I am well pleased. But he has to be given tutors. What is the first thing that happened after the water baptism?
Matthew 4. Yes. Then was Jesus led up of the Spirit into the wilderness.
For what?
To be tempted of the
devil. For the tutors to take over. And despite all that he went through, he didn't give up. So he was qualified for the father to now say, this is not the second time. This is my beloved son in whom I'm well pleased. Not you. Okay. This is my beloved son in whom I'm well pleased. Then he added what?
Hear ye him. That's right.
That is what happened.
The adoption.
The witnesses are Peter,
James, and John.
And they were not dead. They are all living. The dead cannot witness what is happening among the living.
So, Moses and Elijah appeared to Jesus.
Yes, because the Bible says, search the scriptures, they are they
testify of me.
Then he said, I did not come to destroy the law, I came to fulfill the law.
Yes, sir.
They testify of him, that is witnesses. And the Bible, the Old Testament, is made up of two, the law and the prophets. Constitute the Old Testament.
That's right.
And they are those that prophesied of his coming. And the law were shadow of him. So who gave the law?
Moses.
And who is that lead prophet?
Elijah.
It's Elijah. And the anointing the two of them had is the anointing that you see in Revelation chapter number 11.
Oh, God.
And two anointed ones.
Yes. And verse 3 and verse 4.
That's right.
And I will give power unto my two witnesses, and they shall prophesy 1,260 days, clothed in sackcloth.
Now, who are they?
They are witnesses.
These are the two olive trees and the two candlesticks standing before the God of the earth.
And then,
and if any man will hurt them, fire proceeded out of their mouth.
So who is that person?
Elijah. And divide their enemies. And if any man will hurt them, he must in this manner be killed. These have power to shut heaven.
Who is it?
Elijah, sir.
Go ahead.
Elijah also. That he reigned not in the days of their prophecy, and have powers over waters to turn them to blood.
Who is that Moses that smite the earth with all plagues,
and to smite the earth as the wind?
Moses.
Who?
Moses.
So you discover that it's the anointing.
They are my two witnesses. He said these are the two olive trees.
Yes.
It's the anointing of Moses and Elijah. It's symbolic.
It's symbolic. That's what I'm saying. Yes, and that is what you see in Zechariah chapter 4, verse 3. And verse 14.
And two olive trees by it, one upon the right side.
Before the throne of God. That's before the throne of God,
And the other upon the left side thereof. Verse 13.
Verse 13 and 14.
Knowest thou not what this be? And
I said, no, my Lord. Those two olive trees.
Then said he, these are the two anointed ones that stand by the Lord of the whole earth.
Thank you.
That's what we see in Matthew 17.
Exactly.
The two anointed ones standing by the Lord of the whole earth.
Yes.
So, no Christian should be seeking such an experience.
No. It's not for us.
Wow.
So, that's what happened in the transfiguration. I remember that Jesus himself took three. Why did he select those three?
You know, sir.
John, Peter, John, and James.
Yes, sir.
If you read the scriptures,
they're also symbolic.
That's symbolic of the testimony that you know that we witness your adoption, because the Bible says that we receive the spirit of adoption, when we receive the baptism of the Holy Ghost. But what are the witnesses of the adoption? What does John signify? Love. Peter, faith. And James, works. Faith without works is dead. So, these are the three. By this shall men know that ye are my disciples. If you have love. Love. Faith. Without faith is impossible to please God. Upon this rock I build my church. The rock of the revelation of who Jesus Christ is, Peter. And the James, show me your faith without works, and I will show you my faith by my works. Therefore, James said, we are not to be hearers alone.
Doers of the works.
So, these three identify who is actually adopted in this age.
Man of
Thank
God.
Thank you so much, sir. You've done justice to this. From the few words of our pastor, we can see that you as a believer should not start seeking any transfiguration experience.
No.
Rather be established.
If you do that, demons will come.
Business of death.
And then you are gone. deceiving you, you are gone.
And sir, no wonder most founders of religions today, they always, you know, trace it back to an encounter with
one. Yes, I had a Oshofa had something like that.
Joseph Mormon or
Joseph Mormon had something like that. Maybe Frisbee too had something like that. And they were always, even the Hindus, they have
they
encounter spirits. And Mami Wata, the spirit, they worship it. and it will appear, make manifestations. Those who worship those, you know, those water, they will have a celebration every year for them.
Yes.
And don't think that they are just, there are spirits that are there with them. But you talk about Christ to them, they don't want to hear. But they are spirits. And they will come in names, biblical names. And except you are revelated, you will think that they are angels. And they can call any name, bear any name. So it is a personal experience of Adeboye, and Adeboye didn't come out to say so. It's Suleiman he shared his experience with.
So thank you, sir.
Don't desire it. Don't go and pray for it.
Thank you, sir.
It's dangerous.
The only time we shall see the dead saints alive is when it's time to go home.
Thank you.
So let's wait till that time. We know our Bible. The bride cannot be deceived. We'll go on a short break and we'll come back. We'll continue on this episode of Rapture Watch. We'll be right back. Stay tuned.